USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news to report as a mass shooting at two mosques in New Zealand. Multiple people killed at the two locations, the two mosques in the city of Christchurch. Eyewitnesses say a gunman opening fire, then running off, leaving behind a semi-automatic weapon. Now the Prime Minister of the country calling it New Zealand's darkest day. Witnesses report hearing 50 shots at the Al Noor Mosque and tell reporters on scene there is blood everywhere. Reports now of one of the gunmen live streaming the mass shooting, firing at people who were trying to get out of the building. President Trump tweets in capital letters, veto, exclamation point, after 12 Republicans turn on him in the Senate. The vote, 59-41, to repeal President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The sound of air raid sirens going off in Israel after rockets fired at the populated city of Tel Aviv. The Israeli military believes the Iron Dome air defense system may have intercepted at least one rocket fired from the Gaza Strip, which is controlled by Hamas terrorists. No one hurt. The Trump administration continuing to work on a trade deal with China. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
President Trump is welcoming the Irish Prime Minister for St. Patrick's Day festivities to the White House. The president was then asked by reporters to update us on the situation between a trade deal between the United States and China.
We're moving along at a very high level. We're getting what we have to get, and I think we're getting it relatively quickly. So the China talks are moving along as to whether or not we'll strike a final deal. That I would never want to say, but they're moving along very well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's an old issue from back in 2016, but Democrats continue to press for President Trump's tax returns. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin suggesting he would protect the president's privacy if he was to receive a request from House Democrats for the president's tax returns. At a House Ways and Means Committee hearing, Mnuchin was asked whether he would meet the request for the returns expected to be sent by the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, who's hoping they might shed light on the president's financial dealings and potential conflicts of interest.
I will consult with the legal department within Treasury, and I will follow the law.
After two crashes in less than 6 months, President Trump issues an emergency order grounding all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and MAX 9 planes until they're inspected and investigators get to the bottom of the Ethiopian Airlines crash. 157 people killed Sunday. Now, last year in October, Lion Air Flight 610 crashing in Indonesia, same Boeing model, 189 people killed. Trump telling reporters the safety of the American people, of all people, is our paramount concern. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praising President Trump's decision.
The fact that so many countries had already made their decision, again, just because we would ask for it doesn't mean it would happen, so I was pleased that the president made the decision that he made.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.